Welcome to Hit Subscribe, a podcast by Recharge created to educate, inspire, and connect the subscription e-commerce space. We recently hosted ChargeX 2022, Recharge's annual user conference focused on the future of e-commerce, where we were able to sit down with merchants, partners, and industry veterans live on site to hear their biggest learnings of 2022 and how they are strategizing for growth into the future. I'm your host, Chase Alderton, so let's get into it.
Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and Electric.
So I'm the founder and CEO of Electric Marketing. We are a lifecycle marketing and retention agency primarily focused on the Shopify ecosystem. We work with Klaviyo and Attentive primarily to build out our email and SMS programs. And then we also have a large web design and development team. So those are really our two core focuses. And then we also have some complementary services like SEO and content and organic social. But everything that we do is about creating best-in-class customer experiences, because that's, in turn, improves retention and increases LTV.
Spot on. So I know today that you're bringing kind of a unique idea that you want to talk through. So talk to me about it.
Yeah, so I mean, historically, we've been seeing pretty low adoption rates for brands that we work with who utilize points-based loyalty programs. Okay. And I think it's because, and there's a lot of reasons that I'm making assumptions on here, but there's so many Shopify stores that went and downloaded an app, and now they all have these points-based programs.
Right.
And most of them are half-baked, and they weren't thought through, and they were just downloaded, and the thought was somehow people are going to use it now, which doesn't check out. Second is, what does 1,000 points actually mean? For one brand, that could be very valuable. For another brand, 1,000 points could literally be worth a penny.
You could and just so, 10x or 100x and just make the points seem like they're really big.
Exactly. So there's a lot of customer confusion from the get-go. Like, what am I actually even getting with this? And then third is friction. There's so much friction. You have to remember you have points, go into your account, redeem it, you get a voucher, then you have to make sure to apply it to your checkout. It's even worse if you're a subscription customer, because if I'm a subscription customer, just have it happen automatically. Like, you're telling me I got 2,000 points now, so I get $20 off. Why is it on me to go in, get the code, drop it into my Recharge portal? Just have it happen automatically.
Especially because you know there's a date and time, a very specific date and time when that charge is going to be run anyway.
Right.
So having to remember to go in there, log into your portal, apply that, and then hope that it still transfers through to that next order is exhausting.
Exactly. And for us, it's all about reducing friction for the customer.
Right.
And then you also miss out on the surprise and delight aspect, too, with a points-based program. So what we've been doing is building what I've been calling just like manual loyalty programs.
Okay.
So in Klaviyo, in Recharge, we will basically set rules. So let's say we want to do it up to 12 orders. Or you could do the same for dollar amounts too. Like, customers over 250 are in this tier. Customers over 500 are this. Customers over 1,000 are this. But the triggers are, you can just do it in Klaviyo. So as soon as order number 2 hits, include a free shirt. As soon as order number 3 hits, automatically take $5 off the order. As soon as order number 6 hits, you get a merch box. Order number 12, completely free. So all of that can just be built in the back end. And then you can not only use that as promotional material for the customer on your subscription landing page or whatever it may be, but then you're constantly reinforcing it through every transactional email. So we have like conditional blocks in our transactional emails where if it's order number 2 for you, it shows what you're getting in order number 3. If it's order number 3 for you, it's reinforcing what you're going to get in order number 4. And so the retention rates we've been seeing are just skyrocketing, because customers don't have to do anything now. It's just, wow, of course I'm going to stay on for order number 6. I have this coming automatically.
You just told me exactly what's going to be in the box, and I definitely want it.
Right.
So I'm absolutely staying retained.
Exactly.
Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
And then all this stuff just plugs automatically into all the different features you use. So, like, if you're including a free shirt, that just ports into your warehouse, and you make sure that the next box you pack includes
exactly.
that shirt for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Awesome. And if there's any, like, fringe cases, we can always utilize Shopify Flow for, like, order tagging or to bracket our customers so that the 3PL knows what to do with that order. But it's, I think for me, it's definitely been the way to go, because there is so much friction, I find, with the points-based programs. And especially for, we have one company in particular who has like a single hero product that's, you subscribe to it, and that's the main SKU. And so we have that program for that particular item. And so we can do things like order number 6, now as opposed to $40 every month, you're now at $35 a month forever. Forever.
Just in perpetuity.
Right. And then as soon as you hit order number 12, it actually ships completely free. And we're able to do that because it's a single hero SKU that drives the majority of their business and revenue. And if you're a customer of theirs, you're a subscription customer for that product. So
you're not doing any sort of skipping or swapping or anything crazy on the back end with SKUs.
Right.
You're literally just kind of discounting or adding or doing whatever it is based on that one single SKU.
Yeah.
This will work across other SKUs, though. If you're doing a subscription box or if you're doing, you know, an item that changes month over month, it's still fairly easy to kind of move these things around.
And there's different rewards that you can do as well that work with companies that have a larger catalog. You just have to think about how can you make it work with your existing tech stack. You don't always have to just keep adding a bunch of different tools to try and make it work.
You know, we're here at ChargeX. We're talking with a bunch of the agencies and partners who are here attending the event. On the main stage earlier, there were a lot of conversations about what to do with inventory with all the issues going on. Mm-hmm. I see that this is probably a way that you could fold that in as well. If you have extra inventory, old boxes, you know, new products, whatever it ends up being, this is a great way to fold something in like that as well that feels surprise and delight to the customer.
Yeah.
But to you, it's, you know, part of it is liquidating your inventory that you don't need anymore.
Right. And also just more product discovery, more brand adoption. Like, it's never a bad thing for your customer to get additional product in other categories when they're not even paying for it. So you're just automatic, especially if you're a company that has a bunch of different verticals. Like, we work with Soylent, and they have very distinct product categories, and a lot of their customers only shop one product category. So, like, how do you get them trying other things? Because if they try other categories, AOV is going to go up, lifetime value is going to go up. So that product discovery is really important and crucial to embed within your loyalty program.
That data is really interesting that a lot of subscribers of Soylent only work on one product category. So you're saying like they only do shakes or they only do powders or they only do bars or things like that.
Exactly.
And it's hard to get them going across, which even though it's the same brand, seems like that's something that should be happening.
Yeah.
So you put in a bar or you put in a trial of a protein pack or whatever it is.
Exactly.
And have them thinking, okay, this is something that I could end up doing, and then you broaden their horizons.
Yeah, and it's such a low cost too. I mean, you ordered the powder. Okay, great. Let's just throw one bar in there. Like, okay, worst case, you just don't like it and you don't. No harm, no foul. I mean, you're not paying for it. So that, I mean, for me, it seemed interesting, but then I start to think about how I consume from brands. And most of the time, I'm not shopping the full collection. Like, I go to a brand for a very specific thing. So it's an interesting use case.
Absolutely. Closing out here, give me a piece of advice to a brand who is trying to scale, and you're not allowed to use SMS in your description.
Not allowed to use SMS. Oh, goodness. It's going to sound a little fluffy, but just think about how you would want your experience to be with your brand if you were a customer. Like, I think people overcomplicate things. All of us, we're all consumers. So just think about the best brand experiences you've had and how you'd like to emulate that for your company. And a lot of the times it comes down to personalization. And to personalize, you need to have data. So you need to have zero-party data aggregation efforts in place. So just think about how personalization could better improve your customer journey. And then from there, go and figure out how to get the data.
Awesome. Brandon, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Brandon once again for joining us. If you're interested in electric marketing, you can head over to electricmarketing.com. If you're looking for more of our episodes, check us out at rechargepayments.com/hit subscribe. And to get the latest episodes, remember to hit subscribe on whatever platform you're listening from.